Meditation. The general acceptance of the term meditation is contemplation or continuous thought. We mean to convey something more, the recognition of the Father within, the certainty of our oneness with the whole, the immediate availability of the power and wisdom resulting from this oneness. Such communion with God brings harmony into our lives and affairs, establishes the law of health and prosperity, and makes us a light to all who cross our pathway. To know within the self, to design, propose, meditate. In its deeper meaning, to become one with. Emerson said that the mind which contemplates God becomes God.
The two definitions that David read about meditation and contemplation introduced the ideas of meditation and contemplation from the point of view of Ernest Holmes in the Glossary of the Science of Mind textbook. And his intention of meditation was communion with God, the opportunity to be open and receptive to that which is divine, which is everywhere and always, right here and right now, within and without. There is nowhere God is not. So the idea of meditation that we've learned in popular culture in the last 20, 30 years has been more conditioned by Buddhist meditation, which is meditation with the intention of stopping thought, of quieting the mind, of finding a place of stasis and peace. And that, so there's a little different nuance. Can you see the difference between the intention of meditation as connecting with source and the intention of meditation as quieting the mind? And so I want to talk about why that difference is important and where it kicks in terms of our daily experience. Because when we are feeling disconnected and separate from God, our minds are often very busy. They're chattering and worrying and anxious and racing. Do you know that experience? Am I the only one who's ever had that experience? So sometimes our minds are incredibly busy. The Buddhists call that the monkey mind. And that chattering, busy mind is not the mind that's receptive to the divine. And so practices of meditation, such as following the breath, watching the air as it comes into our nostrils or down into our bellies, and just watching the air come and go in our breath, that helps us calm our minds. It helps us become more spacious in our minds so that there's time between the thoughts, that it's not just this huge impulsion that's racing, but rather that there's some space and peace in mind. There are some very, very calming meditation practices, like saying a mantra, just repeating a word like love or God or stillness over and over and over, that will allow our minds to get quieter. So if we are in the state of racing mind, nervous mind, anxious mind, a practice that will help us quiet our mind can be very, very useful. Some people like a visual focus, like staring at a candle flame or watching water dripping. For some it's torture, and for some it's peaceful. It's a rhythm. And finding a rhythm, a lot of people feel very meditative at the beach because they follow the rhythm of the waves. And so moving into a space where our minds are quieter, where we are focused on something that is mildly repetitive, mildly interesting, but not fascinating. We're not engaged in it. We're just watching it. We're allowing it. That is a beginning place of meditation that allows us to quiet our minds, to create the space where we then can become receptive to that which is underlying all experience. And that which underlies all experience is what I would call the qualities of God. And we've talked at length about the qualities of God in here. They include things like peace. Peace is always present. We may be aware of it in this moment or not, but the peace is always here. The peace of God is everywhere. And so the love of God is everywhere and always. The grace of God is always present. The harmony of God is always present. The beauty of God is always present. The power of God is always present. So all of these qualities of God that are ever present, they are present, but we may not notice them because we're too busy to perceive them. We are too active, we are too externally focused, and we find these qualities of God when we focus within, when we allow our minds to quiet, when we allow ourselves to become more peaceful. Another traditional quality of meditation is the detachment from thought, where as we calm and settle ourselves, we notice our thoughts and we notice there is that within us that notices thought. We are not the thoughts as they pass, like flowers floating on a river. Imagine a whole series of flowers floating down a river. Those are like our thoughts. The flowers are the thoughts, but the river exists. The river is what holds up the thoughts. And our being is detached from our thoughts. It's capable of moving beyond the thoughts and becoming the witness of the thoughts so that we don't identify ourselves with that racing mind, with that space and consciousness that's too busy. We begin to identify ourselves as something deeper, something richer, something fuller. And what I believe is that that is the eternal and infinite nature of who we are, that divine spark within us that is capable of witnessing our lives, witnessing our thoughts, witnessing our experience. So the beginning movement of meditation is that calming, relaxing, going within, allowing our thoughts to become more spacious, to see the flowers on the river more and more widely spread, so that all of a sudden we can begin to identify that there's some space between the flowers. There's some moments between the thoughts that aren't busy. And when I go into meditation with the intention of calming my mind that's too busy, I like to focus on quiet and spaciousness rather than focus on getting rid of the thoughts. Because the more we think about not thinking, the more we think. And it is possible instead to amplify the spaciousness. So let's take just a moment now and move within and see if we can amplify some spaciousness within us. So if you just close your eyes, if that feels comfortable, and take a couple of deep breaths, relaxing your body in your chair, feeling how wonderfully well supported you are by the chair and the floor. We trust gravity, don't we? We know we're not going to float off somewhere when we close our eyes. Our body will be safe and quiet in the chair. And now just focus on your heart space. You might even touch your chest with your hand if that feels good. And breathe under your hand, seeing if you can find a quiet space in your heart somewhere, a place of stillness and peace, a place of ease and rest. and breathing into that quiet space. We allow it to expand with our breath, allowing the quiet place in our heart to grow with each breath, bigger and bigger, more and more quiet, a tranquil space within us, a place of ease. And having relaxed our bodies and breathed into our hearts, now I invite you to breathe into your mind and find a quiet place, just one tiny spot that feels calmer than the rest, a small place of peace. And breathing into that space of serenity, allow it to expand, expanding like a balloon with our breath, becoming bigger, more peaceful, becoming more tranquil. Breathing that space bigger and bigger until it joins the space of the heart, consciously joining together the peace of the mind and the peace of the heart, relaxed in a quiet body. We see the integration that takes place with our minds and our hearts and our bodies. We become being, wholeness, and ease. In the wholeness of the truth of our being, there is the peace of God, divine peace, infinite serenity, eternal calm. There is a grace here, an ease and comfort, a space of quiet that is ever present, that we can sink into, just allowing ourselves to sink into peace now. Taking just a moment to collect ourselves now, to bring ourselves back to the awareness of the present moment in this room. Hearing the air conditioner go on again. And when you're comfortable, opening your eyes. Feels good to relax and allow ourselves to get peaceful. But I did promise to do a talk, so I will talk a little more and then we'll have another experience of deeper peace. So that's what the experience of meditation is like, where the intention of the meditation is to expand the spaciousness, to sink into the peace, to calm the mind, to allow us to get really, really tranquil, and to feel the stillness, to feel the silence, to feel the peace that God is. Ernest Holmes, though, in his definitions of meditation and contemplation, was talking about consciously connecting with the divine, of becoming aware of the oneness that we are with Source, of receiving guidance, of receiving direction. And what he said is that there is that within us that knows. There is always that infinite, eternal, omnipresent knowing of spirit that is available to us. But when we connect with our minds, which are part of the one mind of spirit, Holmes says there is only one mind, and that mind is my mind now. And we are each an individualization of the thinking center in the mind of God. But that part of the mind of the whole that we connect with depends on what we're focusing on. And so when we're busy, when we're worried, when we're concerned, what we open to is the thought of humanity. And a lot of people are afraid or angry or disturbed in some way. They are not the peace and tranquility of God. When you turn the news on, you can probably notice that. You don't necessarily feel the peace and tranquility of God being reported there. And so we need to shift. We need to get focused in order to connect with that which is divine amid all of the other frequencies and vibrations that are out there. And that then becomes the process of the type of meditation known as contemplation. Because what Holmes says is that if we focus on the divine, if we focus on that spirit of God, on those qualities of God, on the love, on the light, on the grace, on the power, on the peace, on the intelligence and creativity of God, to the best that we know how, we tune ourselves like a radio dial. We tune to the frequency of spirit rather than receiving the frequency of the radio broadcasts and the TV broadcasts and all of the other thoughts of humankind that are going on around us. And we do that by finding the highest truth that we have access to. We may read the Bible, or we may read the Science of Mind textbook, or other uplifting literature that focuses us on that frequency of the divine, where we find the energy of spirit and we stay there. And so we practice contemplation of a higher level thought than we may normally have access to. So we find things to read as we go into meditation, and we read something inspiring, and then we take the time to focus on that inspiration in our meditation. And in doing so, we tune ourselves to the frequency of Source. And we become receivers then through our intention in our meditation time. So what are the qualities that are happening here? We find something very uplifting to read, to immerse ourselves in, to tune ourselves consciously to the vibration of Source. And then we set our intention to be receptive to that divine energy within us, so that we become like those who wrote the things we read. We become transmitters and receivers of that fine vibration, that we can know that truth, that we can feel that power, we can know that love within us as us, and then we can speak from that place. We can act from that place in our lives. Is that clear? That the purpose of contemplation takes meditation one step further. We start out by quieting, we get to that peaceful place, and then we read something powerful that takes us, that tunes our vibration to Source. And then we allow ourselves to be receptive to that which is of that same vibration that is within us. So there's like three parts there. The becoming quiet, the tuning to the vibration of Source, and then allowing ourselves to be receptive. And then after we have been receptive, then we can take a fourth step of bringing that energy directly from us into the world. We can show up as the light and the creativity and the beauty and the grace of spirit. And Judy is going to lead us in a contemplative meditation now and bring to us some of the words of Ernest Holmes from the Science of Mind textbook and take us into that contemplative space.
In the back of the Science of Mind textbook there are several meditations, and I have a hard time knowing which one will be most appropriate because they're all so wonderful. So this is entitled A Treatment to Heal Confusion or Discord. So if you close your eyes, what I'm going to do is read the meditation, and then we're going to sit in the silence for a few minutes. And when I ring the bell, you can open your eyes again or continue resting, and that'll be the end of the meditation. I know there is a spirit in me which unfolds itself to me. And I know that this spirit, or infinite wisdom and divine love and perfect law, enlightens my consciousness and awakens within me, within the personal, the knowledge of its meaning, the realization of its presence, and the power of its law. I am conscious that this universal it is an ever-present being to me and to every man, because where the universe personifies, it becomes personal. Therefore, there is within me an immediate presence, the infinite of this infinite self, all-knowing, all-wise, and forever perfect. It is this real me that I seek to vision in my thought, that I seek to embody in my consciousness. It is that me that cannot be sick, knows no lack, has no limitation, has never suffered want, and cannot experience fear. The spirit of infinite peace is my spirit now. The presence of that which is perfect is within me, in every function, in every organ, every attribute, and every atom. In each cell there vibrates the perfect wholeness. And this comprehension, this application to myself, this knowingness reveals me to myself and heals the apparent confusion and discomfort, because where that perfect circulation is known, it is established. Where that immediate efficiency is known, it is demonstrated. The truth known is immediately manifest. And I am now conscious of my own wholeness, my own depth of being, the spiritual me, the divine self. And now I know that my divine self is not separated from the self that appears, that the universal self is made manifest because the Word is made flesh and dwells in the midst of my physical me. The Word becomes activity, and it surrounds me with a harmonious activity, with happy action and perfect reaction. The Word becomes light, and it guides me into all good. The Word becomes beauty, and it surrounds me with beauty. The Word, which is substance, becomes supply and brings to me everything I need, because the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word is God. This consciousness of wholeness, this recognition of the self, obliterates every belief of confusion and discord from my life. The light of life is full within me and around me. It shines forth into the perfect day. O light within, lighting my path to peace. I adore you and I love you and I let you shine. Go forth and bless all who come to you, light within. My light radiates to all and through all.